This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenye adziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechipiri chikunguru 26 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 919 AM pa 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvinoizvi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Kudzekera kuZimbabwe ndinotodzekera chete, asi ichokwadi hainzvengeke nyaya iyi yekuti izvo upenyu hwangu hauna kunyatsokuchengetedzeka nguva inoi.
Sangano reAmnesty International rokurudzira hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti iremekedze kodzero dzapastor Ivan Mawarire avo vakatanga urongwa hashtag this flag nekusavasunga kana vadzokera kumusha. Nhengo dzeZANU-PF mudonho remasvingo dzodzinga nhengo yesangano revakarwawo nderusununguko vaFrancis Nando, avo vanonzi ndo vakaverenga gwaro rekuti vakarwawondo vave kusiyana nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Murwiri wekodzero dzevanhu muzvare Linda Masarira, avo vave nemasvondo matatu vari muusungwa, vanonyimwa zvakare mukana wekubvisa mari yechibatiso. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Sangano reAmnesty International riri kukurudzira hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti iremekedze kodzero dzapastor Ivan Mawarire, avo vakatanga urongwa hashtag this flag nekusavasunga pavanodzokera kumusha. Sangano iri rinoti pane runyerekupe rwekuti mapurisa kuZimbabwe ari kuda kusunga pastor Mawarire pavanongopinda munyika. Studio 7 yakundikana kunzwa divi rehurumende panyaya iyi. Asi Mavhilasi Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 abata pastor Mawarire kuti tinzwe kuti zvino zvakamira sei kwavari.
KuZimbabwe ndiyo nzvimbo inofanira kugarwa nemunhu kana chizvarwa cheZimbabwe asingatye. Ndinoona kuti izvo kuchengetedzeka kwangu hachisi chinhu chandingati izvo ndine pfungwa yakanyatsogadzikana kuti izvo ndichachengetedzeka zvakanaka. Ndopfuka zvinhu zvaitika mumavhiki apfuura nemazuva apfuura zvinoratidza kuti kungangodai kune vanenge vachida kundikuvadza kana kukuvadza mhuri yangu. Saka ndinofanira kumbonyatsokufunga kuti kana ndodzokera ndichadzokera chirudzii uye zverini.
Saka muchange muri kudzokera here kuZimbabwe uyezve mungati imi upenyu hwenyu huri munjodzi here?
Kudzokera kuZimbabwe ndinotodzokera chete, asi ichokwadi hainzvengeke nyaya iyi yekuti izvo upenyu hwangu hauna kunyatsokuchengetedzeka nguva inoi. Kana munguva dzinotevera ndipo makanzwa mutungamiriri wenyika vachinditaura vachiti ivo munhu akaita saMawarire munhu waMwari wekunyebera. Saka naizvozvo hatimude muka munhu anofanira kuda kuenda kumwe kwaanoenda. Takaonazve vechidiki veZANU-PF vachiungana vachidaidzira pasina Mawarire. Izvi zvinhu zvino ita kuti ifunge kuti izvo upenyu hwangu hauna kunyatsokuchengetedzeka. Saka kudzokera kwangu kudzokera kwekuti ndinofanira kunyatsokuongorora kuti ndinenge ndakachengetedzeka here kana kuti aiwa ndodzokerawo ndakachengetedzeka ndichigadzirawo kuona kuti mhuri yangu haisi kuzokuvadzwa.
Makatambira sei iwo mazwi emutungamiriri wenyika yekuti aiwa hamusi mufundisi ari pachokwadi uyezve sekutaura kwamaita zvakataurwa nevechidiki veZANU-PF kuti pasi navaMawarire?
Chekutanga ndanga ndakasoda zvikuru nezvakataurwa nemutungamiriri wenyika yedu. Semunhu mukuru ndaifungidzira kuti vachatanga vanyatsokuongorora humbo huripo vasati vataura. Chepiri ndinoti izvo sekutaura kwavakaita vakati izvo mawarira handimuzive. Saka vanozopindura seiko vachiti izvo munhu wamwari wekunyebera kana vachiti havandizive. Chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti chero ndiri munhu wamwari wekunyebera, chero ndiri tsotsi remunhu wamwari, chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti izvo hurumende yavo yatadza kugadzirisa zviri kunetsa muZimbabwe. Zviri kunetsa hazvisi zvefake. Upenyu hunoraramwa nemunhu wese, munhu wese ari kuzviziva kuti izvo mari iri kunetsa, mabasa haasi kuwanika hako, mabhizimusi ari kuvhara, kuzvipatara hakuna mishonga kana mvura chaiyo inonetsa. Saka inini kwemunhu wekunyebera wamwari hazvinei nechokwadi cheupenyu hwakaoma huri kuraramwa nemwana weZimbabwe.
Vanga vari Pastor Ivan Mawarire vehashtag This Flag vari parunari muSouth Africa naMavelous Mhlanganya uye weStudio 7. Dare ramajistrate rekumbare muHarare nhasi raramba chikumbiro chekuti nyaya iri kupomerwa muzvare Linda Masarira nevamwe vavo iendeswe kudare repamusorosoro reConstitutional Court kuti zvinoongororwa kuti kodzero dzavo hadzina kutyorwa here apo vakasungwa mumusha wemufakose kutanga kwemwedzi uno pakuratidzira kwainge kwakarongwa nechikwata cheTajamuka seSijikile pamwe naPastor Ivan Mawarire hashtag This Flag. Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Mutongi wedare vaStan Mambanje varamba chikumbiro ichi vachiti dare iri rakatonga kare kuti vanhu ava vakange vaunzwa kudare paine nguva apo vakamira pamberi pedare iri nguva pfupi yapfuura. VaMambanje vatiwo vaona zvakakodzera kuti nyaya iyi isakwidzwa kuConstitutional Court nekuti haina kupikiswa apo vakambopa mutongo panyaya iyi. Nekudaro vati muzvare Masarira nevamwe vavo vadzoke kudare zvakare musi wa11 Nyamavhuvhu. Gweta ravasungwa ava vakudzai kadzere vaudza Studio 7 kuti havana kufara nemutongo uyu sezvo zviri pachena kuti vanhu ava vakaunzwa kudare pave nemaawa makumi mashanu nematatu vasungwa, asi mutemo uchiti munhu anosungirwa kuendeswa kudare mukati memaawa makumi mana nemasere asungwa.
Chikumbiro chetu chatati tinacho chekuti nyaya yaLinda Masarira nevamwe vake iendeswe kuConstitutional Court charaswa nedare. Chikumbiro chedu chachienderana nemaererano nenyaya yekuti vakaunzwa kudare mushure mekunge 48 hours dzadarika. Pavakamboendeswa kuHarare Magistrates Court vakangonzwa nerunyere kupe nemaprison guard maguard jeri kuti vachaendeswa kumbare. Ndo pavakazounzwa kunoku after about 53 hours. Saka ndo basis yatati tichikumbira dare kuti vaendese kudare guru kuti zvionekwe kuti kodzero dzavo pabumburi remutemo hadzina kutyorwa here.
Vamwe vamuzvare Masarira gumi nevana kusanganisira vana vechikoro vaviri vari kutongwa vachibva kumba, asi muzvare Masarira vari kutongwa vachibva kutirongo sezvo vachinzi vane rimwe gwaro rekuti vasungwe kana kuti warrant of arrest pane imwe mhosva yaanonzi vakapara kwaMutare. Vakadzere vati dare rarambawo chikumbiro chavo chekuti Linda aendeswe kwaMutare kuti vandogadzirisa nyaya yewarrant of arrest iri. Vanoti kana nyaya iyi ichinge yagadziriswa zvinovapa mukana wekuti vabhadhare mari yechibatiso kuti muzvare Masarira vatongwe vachibva kumba. Zvichakadai, vanhu vakawanda kusanganisira vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu pamwe nevezvimatongerwo enyika kubva kumapato akasiyana-siyana vaungana pamatare aMagistrate kumbare vachitsigira muzvare Masarira nevamwe vake. VaHardlife muDzingwa veTajamuka vati kunyange hurumende ikaramba ichivasunga chimurenga chichaenderera mberi kudzamara zvinhu zvanaka munyika. Vati seTajamuka seSijikile vachapinda mugwagwa mwedzi unouya vachiratidzira kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vasiye basa kana vasina kugadzirisa zvese zviri kunetsa munyika. Vati kunze kwekupinda mumigwagwa vane zvimwe zvirongwa zvakawanda zvavachaita nechinangwa chekuti vaMugabe vasiye basa.
Tichange tine maactions August wese musi wa3 tine action against mabondi notes musi wa4 there will be a national shutdown munyika muno and hatisi kumira.
Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare ndini Ivan Chifera.
Vatsigiri veZANU-PF mudunhu reMasvingo vanonzi vayambira vaFrancis Nando vanoona nezvegwara resangano revakarwa hondo yerusununguko reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association kuti vabude mudunhu reMasvingo kukundikana kwavo vanozorasikirwa neupenyu hwavo. Izvo zvinonzi zvinotevera kuverenga kwavakaita gwaro resangano ravo iro raiudza mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe kuti vachibva pachigaro nekuti vakoniwa kutonga nyika. Mutoro wedu enhau Gandri Maramba anotipa nyaya iyi.
Vanhando avo vanogara kuchiredzi vari panguva yakaoma zvichitevera musangano wakaitwa nenhengo dzeZANU-PF munzvimbo iyi mukupera kwesvondo, dzichiti idzo hadzichadi kuvaona mudunhu rino uye vanoda kuvatorera zvose zvavakawana mukuburikidza neZANU-PF kusanganisira munda wenzimbe. Nhengo yeparamende yeZANU-PF Chiredzi West vaDarlington Chua vakaudza musangano uyu kuti munhu wese anoti haachadi kutsigira vaMugabe anenge aramba kurarama panyika.
Izvo vakaita kuwana vanhando kwatiri sitsenani start. Kana munhu akati achadi Mugabe unoti achadi upenyu. Vanhu vose vanorarama vanofema vose vakati adisei zvamugabe pavari vanosara vasina kana chinhu vanavo. Iye munhu wani nekuti waguta ndizi uri kuhora penjeni yemari asina kumbonyanya kushandira stereki maovheti chaivo chaivo achitambura. Tiri kuti kana munhu ati haachadi vamugabe wadhikireya hondo. Kana tikasangana naye mustriti kana tikagonga dombo tichaidawo kuruma.
Mumwe mutsigiri asina kuda kudomwa zita rake akativo musangano wavo hauchadi kuona vanhando mudunhu reMasvingo. Valoid Simango vemuward 5 muchiredzi vakati ivo vechidiki veZANU-PF vakawirirana kuti munhu wese asingadi kutsigira vaMugabe anotorerwa zvose zvaakawana mumusangano wavo. Sachigaro weZANU-PF muMasvingo vaAmas Nenjana vakati ivo havachadi kusevenza navanhando.
Comrade Nando, I think iva panduka. Vamunhu vapanduka vajoin the likes of vana Mutsvangwa. We cannot in any way respect any war veteran. No denounce the president pamberi penyika mupresi. Saka isu sevanhu vekumasvingo semusangano weZANU-PF vanhu vese vakaungana pano mavanzi vachitaura kuti zvanhando vachati kumuona muno Masvingo mupanduki.
Izvi zvinotevera kushata kuri kuramba kuchiita ukama hwemusangano weZANU-PF nevarwi verusungunuko avo vakati havachatsigiri vaMugabe avo vakati ivo vasiye chigaro nekuti vaondonga nyika. Vanhando vakaudza Studio 7 kuti vakanzwa sezvakataurwa pamusangano uyu uye havasi kutyira upenyu hwavo nezvakataurwa nevatsigiri veZANU vachiti vakazvipira kufa uye havatozivi kuti vakararama sei panguva yehondo yavairwira kusunungura nyika. Vakati ivo zvavakataura kuti havachatsigiri vaMugabe pasarudzo dza2018 hazvishanduki. Ndakamirira Studio 7 kuMasvingo, ndini Gandri Maramba.
Musangano webato reDemocratic Party wakatanga nezuro kuPhiladelphia mudunhu rePennsylvania muno muAmerica. Nhengo dzebato iri dziine chinangwa chekusiya kupesana kwakanga kwaiwe mubato iri kwakanga kwakonzerwa nesarudzo dzekutsvaga achamirira musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika dzichaitwa muna mbudzi kana kuti maprimary elections. Mumwe wevari kupinda mumusangano uyu semunyarikani mutungamiri webato rePeople's Democratic Party vatendai Biti. Vabiti vanoti vakafadzwa nematauriro akaita amai Michelle Obama, vaBernie Sanders nevamwe vechidiki vakafanana naSenator Cory Booker. Avo vanoti anoratidza kuti mubato iri mune utongo hwejekerere. Ngatinzwei vachitaura naChioneso Jani weStudio 7.
Zvakanyanya ndibata nezvekuti tiri kuitira muno muPhiladelphia mamunoziva kuti ndomakatanga independence yeAmerica. So mashura nezviratidzo zvatakaona nezuro kuWells Fargo Convention Center.
Amai Michelle Obama vakataura, vaBernie Sanders vakataurawo pamusoro pekutsigira kwavo. Zvizvamungataure zvakakosha zvakabva muvaviri ava.
Chakandibata ndechekuti Hillary Clinton naBernie Sanders vanhu vainge vachikwadapurana kubva muna January. But nekuti mumwe akundwa, uyo akakundwa Bernie Sanders abva abvuma kukundwa akusenzana naHillary. But speech yakanyanyondibata ini ndeya Michelle Obama. Michelle i-first lady, even pakutaura kwake achipindura Donald Trump, haana kumbobata Donald Trump nezita rake, haana kumbomutuka, haana kumbomuita sei. Isu kuZimbabwe tine vamwe vanonzi vai Mugabe, nekuti pese pavanovhura muromo kutuka chete, kana kuri kutuka kwavanoita vanoitwa mai mijuru, unotoshaya kuti mai mijuru
wacho asi vakatouraya munhu. Saka takaona first lady akasiyana nezvatinoona kuZimbabwe.
Imi semutungamiri we People's Democratic Party, zvii zvamuri kudzidzawo?
I think chiri papa ndechekuti democracy haisi yekumhanyira, haisi kukambira. KuAfrica tinonyanya kutaura nekunyepera democracy. Ndosaka tichiita zvinhu zvisina mubumbiro remutemo. Democracy vanhu ndovanosarudza, kwete munhu kudzangosimuka achiti nhingi wanhingi. Asi hakuna substitute kudemocracy, hakuna alternative kudemocracy. So ngatirambei tichiunderstanda kuti mamamodels edemocracy akafanana naChina ndeenhema. Hakuna answer nesolution kudemocracy. Ndochidzidzo chandaona kuinstitution ino yandiri yedemocratic party. Guta rino reFiladelphia rinove dziro rakaita kuti rakanegotiata nekuhosta maconstitutional talks akaitwa America nyowani changotangwa kare kare mugore ra1774 pakasangana vana Hamilton, vana Jefferson, vana John Adams, vana Quincy Adams nana George Washington.
Vanga vari mutungamiri webato People's Democratic Party vatendai biti vari parunare kuPhiladelphia mudunhu rePennsylvania muno muAmerica nachioneso Jani weStudio 7. Mumiriri wenharaunda yemusikavano mudare reParamende vaProsper Chapfiwa Museami pamwe nemumiriri wechipinge South vaInok Porusingazi vanoti vari kushushikana zvakanyanya nekuda kwevapoteri vari kubva kunyika yeMozambique vachiuya muZimbabwe kunzvimbo dzavo. Mhuri idzi dzinonzi dziri kutiza kurwisana kuri kuitika pakati pemauto ehurumende yebato riri kutonga eFrelimo nevebato rinopikisa reRenamo. Mutoro wedu enauloida mumoyo anotipanyaya iyi.
Vamutseami vanoti mhuri dzinosvika mazana matatu pari zvino dzakapotera kunzvimbo yemusikavanhu kudunhu reChipinge kumabvazuva kwakadzika kumaodzanyemba kweZimbabwe. Nhengo yeParamende iyi inoti mhuri idzi hadzina pekutangira sezvo misha yavo yakapiswa nevanofungidzirwa kuti vatsigiri vebato reRenamo.
Tine vanhu kuarea dzekwana Zamuchia, kuarea yekwaHakwata, kuarea yemusikano nearea yekwaTuzuka. Tine vanhu vakadaro vakabva Mozambique. But dambudziko riri kuitika ngerekuti vanhu ava vari kubva Mozambique nenyaya yekuti vari kuvhiringidzwa zvichitariswa kuti waisupporta party iri pamaelections.
Vamutseami vanoti mhuri dzakatarisana nedambudziko iri rehupoteri dzakawanda zvikuru.
Ndinofunga kuti mafamilies vaaffectwa tichitarisa kubva kunana Mabeye kuChipinge South, kunana Hakwata, kunana Zamuchia, kunana Mumbe. I'm sure pari zvino vaakudarika kuma 300 families. Asi vane munzvimbo dzakasiyana ngekuti vamwe vacho vane hama dzavo muZimbabwe, saka vanoenda kogara pahama. Kuzoita avo vasina hama ndovane dambudziko vanonyanya kuoneka.
Vamutseami vanoti izvezvi vanhu ava vakapotera vakatarisana nenzara ikoko kunharaunda kwavo kusina kuibva mwaka uno, uye vapoteri ava vari kungogara chero pavawana kunyange nemuminda yevanhu vemuZimbabwe izvozvo pamabopoto.
Vechiuya muZimbabwe vechichiona munzvimbo mekugara vachikumbira masabhuku, asi urongwa hwacho hukuru ndokuti vazoguma vakutongogara refugee camp. Asi vazhinji vasati vaenda, and kugara kwacho kunohlupa ngekuti vanenge vachindoenda kuvaka pamunda pamunhu voaka kana kuti vokumbira pamuzi pemunhu vopuwa pekugara vachidaro. Asi chekurya vanenge vasina, uyezve chekurya chizhinji chekupfeka havana, zvizhinji zvavo zvinenge zvakasara kana kuparara.
Mumiriri wemusikavanhu uyu anoti imwe nyaya iri kunetsa ndeye vana vevapoteri ava vasiri kuenda kuchikoro.
Munoona kuti pavanhu vazhinji vari kuuya pane vana vane zera diki, vana vaenda kuchikora. Saka zvinezvi vana ava vachakwanisa kuenda kuchikora ngenyaya yekuti vakabva Portuguese kwavaifunda. Saka idambudziko, ende dambudziko retinaro inyaya yedambudziko yekutaura kwedu language, kuti iyo vanenge vachireketa chiPortuguese, unono tinoreketa chii? Tinoreketa chiyungu. Tinoreketa chiyungu, tinoreketa chindau. Vamwe ndivo vacho vanoreketa chidanda, vamwe vanoreketa language isinganyasi kuzvika nemunomu, asi vamwe vacho vanoreketa chindau. Tinenge tichizwanana.
VaPorusingazi vanotiwo nharaunda yavo iyo inoganurana nenyika yeMozambique yava nevapoteri vawanda.
Sezvo muchiziva chiPinge South constituency, mugano wayo inongoganurana neborda reMozambique kwechinhano chakatirebei. So hondo dziri kuitika mukati kana kushisidzirwa kuri kuitwa vanhu ndimatsanga ise, vanhu ava vari kupotera vachiteza vachiuya kuMozambique vachidarika ngemuconstituency wedu. Vanongoti vakatidarike bhodha votichitobva vakakawo timu tumuchacha twavo kuti tauya uno kune runyararo regai tichitoponera uno.
Vaporosingazi vanoti chichemo chavepo ndechekuti masangano anobatsira vapoteri apindire nyaya iyi pamwe chete nehurumende yenyika yeZimbabwe.
Takamboitirwa ndivo. Saka tinovaashira, tavaashira tochizokoka ayo mapazi ma NGO ne social welfare kuti vachibatana kuti vachashira vapotera. Situri kuti hurumende inongoita zvainotarisirwa kuona kuti uyo ngewechokwadi here, uri kuti sei, zvakamira sei, vochitorwa vochizoendawo kwavanondochengetwa. Asi inini saMP kana kwauya vanhu kudaro ndinotanga kurumba nezvidoko zvandiinazvo kundovaashira kuti vasafira muno ngenzara.
Kurwisana kuri kuitika kunyika yeMozambique kwakapa kuti masvondo mashoma apfuura vamiriri vekubhuyera South mudare reparamende vaJoseph Chinotimba uye vaYubit Nyanongo veekunyanga kuti vabvunze mudare reparamende gurukota rinoona nezvekuchengetedzwa kwenyika vasidini sekera mai kuti vari kuitei kuti nyika inge yakachengetedzeka. Ndakamirira Studio 7 Mamutare, ndini Loida Moyo.
Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi. Mabhambu echikwata cheAl-Shabaab anga akateiwa mumotokari aputika panze pamusuo mukuru wekupinda munhandare yendege Mogadishu mangwanana anhasi panguva iyo vanhu vanga vachimhanyidzana kuenda kumabasa. Izvi zvinonzi zvaurayisa vanhu 13 vezvekuchengetedzwa kwenyika muSomalia vanodaro. Chikwata cheAl-Shabaab icho chinodyidzana neAl-Qaeda chinonzi chazivisa kuti ndicho chateya mabhambu aya. Vemakambani vanoti vari kufara nedanho rakatorwa nesangano reUnited Nations Industrial Development Organization rekubatsira nemari yekumutsiridza maindastiri. Sangano iri rakaparura chirongwa chemari inoita $20.6 million yekubatsira kumutsiridza maindastiri mukati memakore matatu. Mukuru wesangano ravana muzvina makambani reEmployers Confederation of Zimbabwe vaJohn Mufukare vanoti kunyanga hazvo mari iyi iri shoma pachitariswa mamiriro aita makambani pari zvino, ichabatsirawo paduku payo kumutsiridza makambani adai kutandadza. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navo pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Tiri kuritambira nemufaro mukuru chaizvo chaizvo, nokuti iyo imari yatanga tisina. Chatinongoona hedu ndechekuti kana iri 20 million euro pamakore matatu, which means kuti we are looking at almost $7 million pagore. And kana wakutarisa kuti 7 million paindastri yose yeZimbabwe inenge iri shoma. Asi hatishori, hafu yeloko iri better than nothing, handitika.
Tichitarisa makambani akawanda emunyika, anonzi makambani akawanda emunyika ane michina inganzi yaya kari kana obsolete. Mari idzo dzingakwanisa here kuzomutsiridza maindastri?
No, ndosaka ndandichiti mari yacho ishoma. Asi vasiri kuhopera ndezvekuti tichakwanisa kuzosevenzesa shoma iyoyo yatinenge tawana kuti titipozoshuwezverawo nezvimwe zvikwereti, kuti tigozotenga michini munyowani nezvimwe zvese zvese.
Ko, pavashandi mari ingashanda here kunge ichizobhadhara vashandi, nokuti makambani akawanda ane zvikwerete kuvashandi vavo?
Mari inofanira kuti iuzwe kutenga mishina minyowani kuita kuti makambani akwanise kushanda zviri kudarika zvazviriko zvino, ikaindiswa mumasalaries yaite pakuconsumption and inobva yangopera pasina anything new chainenge yabudisa.
Ndeyapi mapoka amunganongedza kuti angada kutanga kupiwa mari iyoyi?
Dai yanga yakwanisa kuinda paadricalte, asi handifungi kuti kuenda kwaadricalte nokuti ivo vari kutonyatsotaura kuti mari yemaindastri, handiti ka. Saka kana kwava kumaindastri tinenge takutona kuti inganyanyisa kutibatsira ndeipi chaizvo chaizvo. Pane vakaita panakasana 30,000 clothing, vamwe nevashoma vari kutaridza kuimprova capacity utilization yavo iko zvinezvi. Saka ndokunga ndokateta kutarisa ikoko.
Tichitarisa ukama hwehurumende nevemaindastri, muri kuona uchisimudza here kumutsiridzwa? Nokuti tinonzwa hurumende ichingotaura kuti iri kuda kumutsiridza maindastri.
No, hazvisi kunyatsoonekwa, nokuti ndokunga zvizhinji zviri kuenda, nokuti hurumende zvechokwadi inoda kusumudzira nokumudzira maindustry asi capacity yacho hapana iyo hurumende pachayo yeko zvino iri mudambudziko remari tikakuti vatozowanawo imwe mari yokuzopawo maindastry nezvimwe zvakadaiwo hazvizokwanisiki manje.
Mukuru weMkozi vaJohn Mufukare vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Vananyanduri vanyori vemabhuku, vadzidzisi nevamwe vakakokwa vari pamusangano weBook Fair muHarare vanoti kushomeka kwemabhuku akanyorwa mururimi rwaamai pamwe nekudhura kwemabhuku ndozviri kuita kuti vana vasadzidzi zvakanaka muzvikoro. Mutoro wedu wenhau Arthur Chigoriwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Munyora nemukurumbira vaStephen Chifunyise avo vanga vari pamusangano wanhasi vanoti mabhuku akanyorwa nerurimi rwaamai anoita kuti vana vakwanise kunzwisisa kudarika anonyorwa nechirungu. Vachifunyise vanoti sezvo bumbiro idzva remutemo rave kucherechedza mitauro 16 vanyori vave nebasa rekunyora mabhuku mumitauro yose.
Isu tiri kuti su nezvakaitika zvokuti tave nemitauro yaamai inoita 16. Isu vanyori tava nebasa rokunyora mabhuku kuti mwana wose anoenda kuchikoro achisevenzesa rurimi rwaamai anenge ane bhuku rekanyorwa murimi rwaamai vake. Saka musangano uyu Book Fair inoyi ndiyo vatotipa simba kuti titange iko zvino.
Izvi zvinotsigirwa naNyanduri ane mukurumbira vaAlbert Nyati.
Ngakukurudzirwe kuti malanguages mamwo awane mukana because constitution yedu ine 16 languages. Even sign language is a language within our constitution.
Mudzidzisi mukuru wepaSecond Teachers College vaLazarus Modzi vanoti kunyange muzvikoro mine mabhuku ekudzidza akakwana kuburikidza nechirongwa cheUNICEF akanyorwa nechirungu. VaModzi vanoti vanyori havachanyori mabhuku mururimi rwaamai nekuda kwekuti hapana mari yavanowana nekuda kwekudhindiswa zvisiri pamutemo kana kuti pirates.
Go to any school in Zimbabwe, mwana uga uga ane bhuku. Asma books are my textbooks only. Havana mama other additional books ukuti vasevenzese. Havana. Chinyoko ndicho kuti ma writers edie zvinezvi. Havasisina chinhu chinovasunda kuti vanyore. Ninyaya kuti ma books eri mazhinji ari kupirate.
VaModzi vanoti chimwe chinhu chiri kuita kuti vana vasawane mabhuku ndechekuti ari kudhura sezvo mari shoma inowana vabereki yave kutenga zvekudya zvemhuri.
Maparents mazhinji kana even zvikoro zvacho hazvisikisa papriority ishu yokutenga matextbook. Vane zvimwewo zvinhu zvavari kutarisa zvino, at least zvavanoti kwavari izviri nani pane kutenga bhuku remwana.
Ambuya Colette Mutangadura avo vanga vari mudzidzisi vanoti nyika inofanirwa kukurudzira mitauro yedu. Ambuya Mutangadura vanoti kubudirira hakunei nekuti munhu anotaura mutauro upi sezvo vanhu vekuChina nekuGermany vari kubudirira vachitaura nekudzidza mitauro yavo.
Tsiko isusu hatisi vanhu here? Kana maChina ari kuburitsa motikari dzinoshamisa nerudzi rwavo isu tinotadza nei? Kana maGermany achitiramba achitaura chirudzi chavo isu tiri kutadza nei? Hongu chirungu chiripo asi pazvinhu zvakakosha izvo zvitoda kupinda mutauro wedu tizive kusumuka kwedu nekugara kwedu.
Musangano weBook Fair wakatanga nezure uye uchapera nemugovera. Dingindira remusangano uyu rinoti igniting interest in reading for sustainable development. Musangano uyu uchavhurwa zviri pamutemo negurukota rezvedzidzo yepasi vaLazarus Dokora Mangwana. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Arthur Chigoriwa.
Muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki cheThe Connection na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa zvakabuda kumusangano we-2016 International AIDS Conference wakapera kuDurban kuSouth Africa svondo rapera takanangana nevechidiki. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi titumirei matext message panhamba inoti 001-202-465-0318 muchitudza namba dzenyu kutora tigo kufonerai. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa zvakare misoro yenhau dzanhasi. Sangano reAmnesty International rokurudzira hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti iremekedze kodzero dzapasta Ivan Mawarire avo vakatanga urongwa hweHashtag This Flag nekusavasunga pavanodzokera kuZimbabwe. nengo dzezanu PF mudunhu remasvingo dzodzinga nengo yesangano revakarwa hondo yerusununguko vafrancis nhando avo vanonzi ndo vakaverenga gwaro rekuti vakarwa hondo vave kusiyana navamugabe tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi tinoimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana anokuonekai ndini jonga kandemiri nekusiyai muina Chris Gande namavelas muhlanganya uye
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, July 26th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Amnesty International says Pastor Ivan Mawarire's life is at risk.
I think there is a definite sense of a threat. There is no doubt about that.
War veterans threatened to force a former freedom fighter to leave Masvingo for dumping President Mugabe.
We are going to set a policy that everyone who goes against the president and we have ever benefited something from the president, we take that.
Arrested protester Linda Masarira remains in custody as a magistrate denies her bail.
Yes, we are extremely disappointed in the judgment that has just been passed by the court to dismiss our application for referral of the matter to the Constitutional Court.
And United States Democrats mobilized their base to back Hillary Clinton for a presidential election clash with Donald Trump.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. Amnesty International says Pastor Ivan Mawarire's life is at risk following protests he organized together with Tajamuka Sesijikile campaign that shut down Zimbabwe. In a statement, Amnesty International urged Zimbabwean authorities to ensure the safety, personal security and well-being of Pastor Mawarire of hashtag this flag movement. Amnesty International further appealed to Zimbabwe to end alleged harassment, arbitrary arrest and unlawful detention of human rights defenders and activists and perceived enemies of the state. Pastor Mawarire tells Studio 7 he will return to Zimbabwe once he is assured of his safety and that of his family.
At this point, right, I am in Johannesburg, South Africa, where I've been attending to some personal business, which was prearranged. And I'm also taking time to meet Zimbabwean citizens that live and work within South Africa, just to update, encourage, particularly update about what's happening in Zimbabwe at the moment.
What would you say urged Amnesty International to actually issue this statement? Is your life under threat?
I think there is a definite sense of a threat. There is no doubt about that. The information that I had at the time that I had left was that there were some people that were looking for me at my house and at my office. And of course, this was verified, as well as the threats that have come through continuously by phone. Of course, the statement that the president made as well, that he did not deem me to be part of Zimbabwean society and I must leave, I have all pointed to a possibility that we may not be as safe as we suspected we were.
So are you going to be returning to Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe is home for me, and I have every right to call it home and to return to that home. It's important for me to consider my safety as I make that decision. So I have made the decision to go back home. It is just a matter of ensuring that safety first before we go back.
And also there were allegations in the Herald newspaper that you started some churches in the United Kingdom to evade tax and some other allegations. What's your comment on that?
It's absolutely not true, unfounded. When I was in the United Kingdom, I worked for a church organization. I did not start it. It was already set up. I was not a director. I was not a signatory to any account, of the church that they talk about. And so it is, part of the you know, lies that state machinery tries to level against somebody. I'm just a citizen. And, you know, I think the point, again, that I make is even if the stories were true, the facts and the issues on the ground remain the same. They need answers. They need to be looked at. Corruption, injustice, and poverty, those are the issues I started out with. Those are the issues I still represent.
That was Pastor Ivan Mawarire of Hashtag This Flag Movement, speaking with Studio 7 from South Africa. And meanwhile, an identified ZANU-PF youth who recently participated in a peaceful march in Harare to show support for President Robert Mugabe's government had this to say about Pastor Mawarire.
Next time you try it again, whatever you call yourself, we don't even know how to call those names you call yourself. But us, we are ZANU-PF youthies. We are going to deal with you, giving you what you deserve. We call you fake pastor, and we are real ZANU-PF youthies.
That was an unidentified ZANU-PF youth speaking with Reuters in Harare. His video has gone viral on social media and generated almost 900 comments on Studio 7's Facebook page. Check it out right now by visiting our page.
In Harare, Embare Magistrate Court today remanded pro-democracy activist Linda Masarira and 14 others to August 11th after throwing out their application to have their matter referred to the Constitutional Court. Masarira and her colleagues were contending that their constitutional rights were violated when they were brought to court after 53 hours instead of the 48 hours required by Zimbabwean law following their arrest during the July 6th stay away that was organized by Tajamuka's Chikile campaign and Pastor Ivan Mawarire of This Flag Movement. Ivan Chifera has the details from Harare.
Harare magistrate Sten Mampanje threw out the application saying the court had ruled that they were brought to court within the required time and the defense had not opposed the ruling on its previous sitting on the matter. Attorney Kudzai Kadzere said he was disappointed that the court did not agree with them in this matter.
Yes, we are extremely disappointed in the judgment that has just been passed by the court to dismiss our application for referral of the matter to the Constitutional Court. In particular, the constitutional right to be brought to court within 48 hours and as well as the constitutional right to protection of the law. Those were the basis upon which we had applied.
Masarira was remanded in custody while a co-accused out on bail. Kadzere said he was also disappointed. The court did not entertain his application for Masarira to be transferred to Mutare Remand Prison so he could cancel a warrant of arrest which would enable her to apply for bail.
Yes, again, on that application was has just been dismissed. The court said that it did not have the jurisdiction to issue that order. And if that order is to be issued, then it can only be issued by a court sitting at Mutare.
The state has not yet revealed the contents of the said warrant for her arrest. Scores of pro-democracy activists who thronged Mbare Magistrate Court today in solidarity with Masarira and others described today's ruling as a setback for pro-democracy activists. One of them, Pride Mukono, said they will keep up the fight.
We have to carry that struggle forward. The solidarity to come here to see in court and to visit in prison must continue. But more importantly, we must continue to show action, to demonstrate, to do the things that she has been doing in which have made the state, made the decision that it has of looking her up.
At Life Muzingwa of Tajamuka Chikile said they will up the tempo with more demonstrations lined up until the Zimbabwean crisis is resolved.
We reiterate our position that Mugabe has failed to put his house in order. He has to resign, resign, and resign. That's our statement. It's very clear, it's very clear, and very clear.
Groups like Tajamuka Chikile and Hashtag This Flag Campaign are demanding President Robert Mugabe and his government should address the country's socio-economic problems or leave office. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, This is Ivan Chifera.
Thanks, Ivan. In a related development, civil society organizations have condemned what they say was a violent state response to recent protests that hit Zimbabwe, which were organized by Pastor Ivan Mawarire and Tajamuka's Sijikile campaign. They say Zimbabwean leaders should address issues affecting local people instead of punishing civilians for expressing their dismay over the way they are being governed. Our correspondent Patricia Mudadigwa has more details from Harare.
In a statement signed by 30 groups, representatives of civic society organizations said in the past few weeks they have assisted over 161 victims of state brutality. Reading the statement on behalf of the organizations, Justina Mukoko, the director of the Zimbabwe Peace Project, challenged the Minister of Home Affairs and the Minister of Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs to rebuke police brutality.
The Ministry of Home Affairs and the Ministry of Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs to condemn the brutalization of citizens by police officers when on duty and make public pronouncements on the illegality of police officers violating the rights of citizens when dispensing their duties. To expedite the setting up of an independent complaints mechanism to receive and investigate complaints of misconduct and abuse of office by members of the security services is provided in Section 210 of the Constitution, and to reassure the public that the police force is bound by the laws of Zimbabwe and that their conduct must remain guided by the laws of Zimbabwe and be done in a professional and non-partisan manner.
Mukoko said Zimbabweans have a right to petition and demonstrate, but that right was being applied selectively in Zimbabwe.
To Section 55, Zimbabwean citizens have the right to demonstrate and petition. And I think when the government decides to have riot police around protesters, I think they need to be conscious that there shouldn't be selective application of the law. I think we have seen protests in the last few weeks where protests from citizens of Zimbabwe have really been brought down by the police, the heavy-handedness of the police. But I think last week when the ZANU-PF youths demonstrated, we did not see such heavy-handedness. Yeah. And yeah, I think just an equal application of the law would really mean that all of us are citizens of this country.
Gladys Hlatchwayo, director of the Zimbabwe Civic Education Network Trust, concurred, adding that Zimbabweans have to use their power to govern the nation through following provisions of the country's constitution.
I think as civil society organizations, we condemn in the strongest of terms the excesses that we have been seeing in terms of the conduct of the police during protests. I think it is a fact that the constitution of Zimbabwe allows, you know, Zimbabwean citizens to be able to protest and petition the government where they feel that, you know, their rights are not being, you know, respected by the government, or where they feel that the government must be able to pay attention to a particular issue.
Lloyd Kuvea, director of the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum, a coalition of 21 human rights organizations in Zimbabwe, told Studio 7 that institutions that have the constitutional mandate to protect people should do so. Kuvea also called upon the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission to investigate the alleged criminal violations of the rights of local people by state security agents.
We have to continue to put pressure on the independent commissions, in particular the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission. They have a constitutional mandate to ensure that if people are beaten up or they are brutalized, they are going to protect the people, they are going to protect the citizens. It is a constitutional mandate from which they cannot run away from. They stand also not just as the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, but even the mandate of the former office of the ombudsman. They now have that mandate That portfolio was transferred to the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission.
The CSOs are demanding, among many other issues, the holistic and full implementation of the Constitution, especially as it relates to security sector reform and governance, full restoration of the rule of law, respect for basic rights and freedoms, as well as other institutional reforms, which in their view are requisites that will enable Zimbabwe to hold credible elections in 2018. There was no immediate reaction from the Police and Human Rights Commission. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.
The ZANU-PF leadership and some ruling party supporters in Mashingo province have warned that they will take stern measures against political commissar Francis Mnando of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, who is said to have read a communique at a meeting last week convened by former freedom fighters that blamed President Robert Mugabe for the current economic decay in the country. Gandri Maramba reports from Mashingo.
ZANU-PF activists said Nando and his colleagues who attended the war veterans meeting in Harare should leave the province or face public punishment. They urged the government to stop paying their pensions and repossess farms they obtained under the Zimbabwe's land reform program. Speaking at an emergency meeting held in Chiredzi district to deliberate on the war veterans' move to dump President Mugabe, ZANU-PF Chiredzi West Member of Parliament Darlington Chiwa said, "Anyone who no longer wants to support Mr. Mugabe is an enemy of the people." Lloyd Smang of Ward 5 in Chiredzi said the ZANU-PF Youth League is totally opposed to moves by war veterans and people like Nando to dump their leader.
We are going to set a policy that everyone who goes against the president and we have ever benefited something from the president, we take that.
Mashingo Provincial Chairman Amas Nenjana added that the local leadership has disowned Nando.
People in Harare today, they are pointing fingers at us as Mashingo province war veterans that we have insulted or we have attacked the president. While it's only Nando on his own. I was meeting some more veterans from Jerera, Chiredzi, who were even proposing to form a parallel say structure because we are no more interested in Nando. Who is he to attack the president?
Another party supporter who spoke to Studio 7 but declined to identify himself said Nando was now a rebel and should be forced to leave Mashingo province.
I think he has sold out. He has joined the likes of Mutsangwa. And we cannot in any way respect any war veterans who goes around and denounces the president, especially in the press. So as Mashingo, we are saying we no longer want to see him in the province. He is a sellout.
Responding to the attacks, Nando said he is not afraid of anyone as he fought hard to liberate Zimbabwe. The development comes amid escalating tensions between the ZANU-PF establishment and war veterans, who last week called on Mr. Mugabe to step down, labeling him as a dictator that has destroyed Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mashingo, this is Kandri Maramba.
And now we take a look at regional and international news.
More than 3,000 migrants and refugees have died this year while crossing the Mediterranean from North Africa to Italy.
U.S. Democrats are ready to officially proclaim former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as their 2016 presidential nominee, making her the first U.S. woman ever to become a major party standard bearer in the race for the White House. In the time-honored tradition of U.S. presidential nomination conventions, state delegations, one after another, at the party's quadrennial gathering in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, will cast a majority of votes for Clinton, a fixture on the American political scene for a generation. Her challenger, through months of campaigning, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is calling for his supporters to vote for him, but acknowledges he won't overtake her. He gave her a rousing convention speech yesterday night endorsing Clinton.
We need leadership. which brings our people together and makes us stronger. Not leadership which insults Latinos and Mexicans, insults Muslims and women, African Americans and veterans, and seeks to divide us up. Any objective observer will conclude that based on her ideas and her leadership, Hillary Clinton must become the next president of the United States.
At the same time, United States First Lady Michelle Obama expressed confidence in Hillary Clinton.
I think about the kind of president that I want for my girls and all our children. That's what I want. I want someone with the proven strength to persevere. Someone who knows this job and takes it seriously. Someone who understands that the issues a president faces are not black and white and cannot be boiled down to 140 characters.
For perspective on the ongoing Democratic Convention, Studio 7's Johannes Ojani reached a VOA's Haram Maraf of the Somali service.
But last night we had some amazing speech by key speakers, including the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama, Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey, and Bernie Sanders.
First Lady Michelle Obama and Bernie Sanders spoke last night, giving their reasons why they are supporting Clinton. What do you think was the most important thing they said last night?
Michelle Obama gave a very emotional, inspirational speech last night, and she made the case why, in her opinion, the United States, people in the United States should vote for Hillary Clinton. She told the people that she's looking for a leadership who has perseverance, who puts the country first. She mentioned that when Hillary Clinton lost to her husband, Barack Obama, 8 years ago, she did not give up, but instead she joined the administration. Sanders was under a lot of pressure because yesterday he met with his delegate. He had to convince them to support Hillary Clinton. When he came onto the podium last night, his supporters were chanting his name. For the first 3 minutes, they did not even give him a chance to speak. He also thanked his supporters. He won more than 1,800 delegates, and he told them that he was really very grateful for their support. But he also reminded them that this election is not about Sanders, it's not about Trump, it's not about Hillary Clinton. He said this election is about the needs of the American people and what kind of future they wanted to create for their children.
And that was VOA's Haram Maruf of the Somali service on the line from the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia.
Studio 7's Jani also caught up with Tendai Biti, leader of the opposition People's Democratic Party, who's attending the convention.
Yesterday evening was electric. Hearing the powerful speeches from the First Lady Michelle Obama, Senator Bernie Sanders, Mrs. Elizabeth Warren and others was just electrifying. So it's very humbling to be here.
As the president of People's Democratic Party, what have you learned from attending last night's convention for you and your organization?
I think the key issue here is that democracy is a painful thing. It is a process. And in Africa, we haven't found it. In yesterday's meeting, there were two opposing groups, those support Bernie Sanders and those that supported Hillary Clinton. They were able to clap hands together, sometimes boo each other. But at the end of the day, it was quite clear, particularly from the statement and speech by Bernie Sanders, that the Democratic Party will stand behind Hillary Clinton. In Africa, that process would have seen, and certainly in Zimbabwe, the death of individuals, the destruction of homes, the destruction of villages.
Is there any resemblance in terms of what is happening at the convention and what you have been going through in Zimbabwe?
That's the point. The likes of Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF and his terrible wife, there's no room for discussions like this at home. Right now, as I'm talking to you right now, the regime is finding and looking for means and ways of keeping the opposition inside jail. Linda Masari right now has just been denied bail. So it's predatory politics. It's a rogue politics. And we've got a long way to go before we can understand that it's a democratic right to be different and that in diversity there is strength.
That was Tendai Biti, the leader of the opposition People's Democratic Party, speaking with Studio 7's Joni Sojani from Philadelphia.
The United Nations Industrial Development Organization has unveiled 20.6 million euros for the cash-strapped Zimbabwean government for resuscitating the country's ailing industries. Executive Director John Mufukari of the Employment Confederation of Zimbabwe told Studio 7 that the money was a drop in the ocean, but was at least a good start.
We are very happy with the funds that has been availed. It works out at approximately $7 million a year for the whole country, which is quite inadequate. But hey, every little bit helps. So we are very grateful to the UN, for availing the funds for Zimbabwe industry.
So do you see any significant improvement, although you are saying it's not enough, it's not adequate, but do you see any movement that might okay towards reindustrialization?
We are looking at that amount of money probably not being enough for a single big company in Zimbabwe. So it's not going to be really significant, but it's a start. And what I'm saying is we are very happy with this small step that we are starting off with. And as the Chinese say, a journey of 1,000 miles must start with the first step, isn't it?
Do you think this is an indication that there are good things to come?
I sincerely hope so. If we get this money and the people who have provided the money get the feeling that it has been used properly and it has produced results, then hopefully they will be tempted to give us more.
Now, talking of proper use of the fund, do you see it being properly used?
Well, depends entirely on what kind of oversight mechanisms are in place. If there is proper oversight, then the money should not be misused. But if there is no oversight, then there is a possibility the money could be misused. So it really depends on what oversight facilities have been put in place.
This money is specifically for industry, or do you see some of it being used for agriculture, for example?
Well, I think we would have got better results from agriculture. But what we see in the press is that this money is for industry. So the money is going to be used in industry, although my personal opinion is that we might have been able to get a higher return on investment through agriculture.
And that was John Mufukari, the Executive Director of the Employment Confederation of Zimbabwe.
The impact of HIV/AIDS on youth took center stage at the just-ended 2016 International AIDS Conference in South Africa, as the rate of infection amongst youth increases. For further perspective, reporter Tatenda Gumbo spoke with Edwin Glovu, Youth Coordinator of Disability HIV/AIDS Trust.
I've noticed that over the few past years, you know, people have actually, they were now targeting, they'd actually forgotten to emphasize on prevention, not necessarily forgetting, but it's they overlooked prevention, you know, and targeting more on treatment, which is art. So we need also to ensure that we emphasize on prevention, especially for young persons.
Looking at that issue, Mr. Ndlovu, where you're talking about the issue of awareness and prevention, how important is that to a young person to understand what it means to be infected with HIV?
It's very important, especially if you are looking at young persons and adolescents, because we are saying this group of people actually did not see the impact of AIDS on an individual because they were born in the era where ARVs were now available.
That was Edwin Ndlovu, Youth Coordinator of Disability HIV/AIDS Trust, speaking with Studio 7's Tatenda Gumbo.
A Remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today, when hosts of The Connection, Dunga Melinkomo and Tatenda Gumbo, will be talking with listeners about youths and HIV/AIDS a few days after the end of the International AIDS Conference held in South Africa.
Now to recap on today's top stories.
Amnesty International says Pastor Ivan Mawarire's life is at risk.
War veterans threaten to force a former freedom fighter to leave Mashingo for dumping President Mugabe.
Arrested protester Linda Masarira remains in custody as a magistrate denies her bail.
And United States Democrats mobilize their base to back Hillary Clinton for a presidential election clash with Donald Trump.
That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Chris Gande in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyalamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili mhla ka 26 Ntulikazi 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza siseWashington DC. Alingali tshona njani izulu kandaba mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Amalunga enhlanganiso yeWoza angene ezidaladeni zakoBulawayo lamhlanje etshengisela ethi sokwanele ukwenzakala elizweni.
Ukuthi kumqoka ukuthi sibuye sizohlangana noLinda ngoba kwaningi abantu bangavotsha angangena phakathi abe yedwa ngathi kuyambulala inhliziyo kusasa kuzenza ukuthi nxa sekule iminye imikhankaso kasangingena emikhankasweni leyo. So zama ukumtshengisa uLinda ukuthi liqhawe lethu yikho sibuye sonke ukuthi sizomanyana laye. Sizomtshengisa ukuthi siyamsekela.
Idale likamantshi weHarare lilahla isicelo sikankosazana Linda Masarira, omunye wababotshwe etshengisela sokukhweza kudaba lwakhe edale le-Constitutional Court. Umbukiso wamabhuku oweZimbabwe International Book Fair walo nyaka ungena kulanga lesibili eHarare. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Amalunga enhlanganiso yeWoza angene ezidaladeni koBulawayo lamhlanje etshengisela esithi sokwanele ukwenzakala elizweni okugoqela ucuku lwamapholisa, ukuwa kwesimo somnotho elizwe okuqhubekayo kanye lomthetho ovalela uZulu ukuletha impahla elizweni zivela kwamanye amazwe ikakhulu ukudla. UNothando Sibanda usipha lolu daba.
Phose amakhulu amahlanu abantu angene esteladeni lamhla echothoza ukuphathwa kukaZulu emzilikazi ngesikhathi ilizwe litshengisela ukungalandelwa kwesisekelo sombuso kanye lemithetho eyenza kube nzima ukuthi abantu baselele imuli zabo. Unkosazana Magodonga Mahlangu, umsekeli kamqondisi kunihlanganiso, uthi isisekelo sombuso sikubeka obala ukuthi amapholisa aqhathelwe ukuvikela uZulu hathi ukumbhacabula njengalokhu okwenzakala eMakhokhoba eBurombo Flats.
Silethwe isimanga esenzakala elizweni lethu. Ukuthi mhlanga 6 July amapolisa angena eMakhokhoba, angena eBurombo Flats, athela izakhamuzi labantwana ngama-tear gas besezindlini. Bephula isisekelo sombuso welizwe. Esithi sona kumele amapolisa avikele impilo zabantu lempahla zabantu.
Isakhamuzi, umnumzana Alfred Zuruthwe, obotshwe ejengisela ku-Stairway, Uthi uhulumende angazake agadlele uZulu kungani uya empini eqondana lezakhamuzi. Wengeze esithi kuqhakathekile ukuthi amapholisa azi ukuthi kasebenzeli ibandla lezano PF kodwa aqhatshwe nguhulumende kaZulu wonke kungakho kumele alandele isisekelo sombuso.
Okwenziwa ngamapholisa ukubana abantu nxa beziyenzela abakuphiwa isisekelo sombuso ukuthi balovunyelwa ukuthi bademonstrate kutshengisela ukuthi babona ngani izano PF lokho iyo ekontrola izinto okwakathesi siqoqoqela sombuso yiso isisekelo sombuso esesilayeza abantu njalo esinika indlela yokuthi abantu mabe demonstrator kuyenziwa kanjani. So amapolice ayekele ukusebenzisa isizano ebantwini, they are the state not as an PF apparatus. Ngiyabonga.
Amalunga ehoza afole etshengisela edlule emahofisini enhlanganiso yamalungelo oluntu iZimbabwe Human Rights Commission aya lemapholiseni ukuyachiya izikhalazo zawo. Abehoza laba abakade bengela mvumo yamapholisa yokutshengisela bathi abayidingi limvumo ngoba lilungelo labo ukutshengisela bekhonona ngesiphatho sikahulumende lamapholisa akhe. Abatshengiseleyo bebethwele amabhakani abhalwe okuthiyeneyo okugoqela ukuthi police arrest the $15 billion thieves, violence is a weapon of the weak, statutory instrument 64 is the third force, lamanye athi total elimination of statutory instrument 64. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo, ngingunothando Spanda.
Siyabonga Nothando. Kunjalo nje idale likamantshi eHarare lilahle isicelo sikankosazana Linda Masarira, omunye wababotshwe etshengisela sokukhwezwa kodaba lwakhe edale le-Constitutional Court lokugcinwa kwakhe engamiswanga phambi komthethwandaba okwesikhathi esivunyelwa ngumthetho. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Baze ngobuningi abantu ukuzosekela unkosazana Linda Masarira lapho emiswa phambi komthethwandaba kamantshi lamhle eHarare. Ukulahlwa kwesicelo sikaMasarira kucunule abemikhankaso ehlukeneyo abazesekela omunye wabo bengasijabulelanga isinqumo sikamantshi uStan Mambanje sokwalela ukukhwezwa kwalolu daba edalela phezulu ele-Constitutional Court. Lokhu kungemva kokuba umtshutshisi uTafara Chirambira ethe asikho isizathu esiqinileyo sokuvumela ukukhwezwa kwalolu daba e-Constitutional Court. UMasarira umelwa nguKudzai Kadzere olilunga lenhlanganiso yamagqwetha alwela ilungelo loluntu eyeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Kwabaze edale likamantshi lamhla babalisa unkosikazi Evelyn Tachiwana owenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance ZWIPA obekhathazekile ngale mpumela.
Lokhu sibili kubuhlungu. So bona kabafuni ukuthi uLinda ebe ebonakala, bafuna ukuthi ehlale engaphakathi engabi free.
Ube lombono munye unobhala jikelele womkhankaso we Occupy Africa Unity Square uCharles Nyoni oke wasebenza noMasarira.
Kutshengisa nje ukuthi uhulumende owelapha eZimbabwe kakho ukulalela abantwana beZimbabwe, kakho ukuqakathekisa izikhalazo zabantwana beZimbabwe. Ungaphakamisa ikhanda ukhuluma ngohulumende weZimbabwe uyakudingela icala lokuthi akubophe akungenise phakathi. Kutshengisa nje vele ukuthi kala respect eyama rights abantwana beZimbabwe.
Umqondisi weCombined Harare Residents Association uMnumzana Mfundo Mlilo laye ubekhona kulombuthano.
Ngibona ukuthi kumqoko ukuthi sibuye sizohlangana noLinda ngoba kwaningi abantu bangabotshwa angangena phakathi abeyedwa ngathi kuyambulala inhliziyo. Kusasa kuzenza ukuthi nxa sokule iminye imikhankaso kasangena emikhankasweni le. So zama ukumtshengisa uLinda ukuthi liqhawe lethu yikho sibuye sonke ukuthi sizomanyana laye. Sizomtshengisa ukuthi siyamsekela.
Ethi le indlela yokwethusela abalomcabango ukuveza imbono yabo yokukhonona ukuba besabele khatshana.
Mina mbona ngantu aliqhubu elikuhulumende ukuthi ngathi wazama ukuthi afuke phansi lo mkhankaso we this flag lo wetha jamuka kodwa sebabona ukuthi bayehluleka. Lo yedo seleyo liqhubu nje lomuntu ozubuhlungu ukuthi abantu jikelele eZimbabwe ngathi bayasukuma.
Unkosazana Linda Masarira labanye bakhe babotshwe mhlaka 6 Ntulikazi besetheswa umlandu wokubangela udlakela emkhankasweni wokutshengisela ngokungayi emsebenzini owe total shutdown. Abanye bakhululiwe ngemva kokuhlawula ibail, yena yedwa eqhubeka esalelwa kuthiwa elakho ukubaleka baqhubeke behlabela abaze ukuzotshengisela usekelo lwabo ngesikhathi lolu daba lusedale likamantshi embare. Ngimele iStudio 7 eSiyabuswa.
Amankampani adinda amabhuku aqhubekela phambili ekhala ngokuthi sebuyiselwa muva ngumsebenzi wokuthengiswa kwamabhuku okungekho emthethweni lokusilela kwemali elizweni osokudinga ukuba kulungisiswe. Intatheli zindaba yethu Mark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba.
Abenhlanganiso yabadinda amabhuku eZansi Afrika, ePublishers Association of Southern Africa, bathi ngesimo esikhona kunzima ukuthola abanini mabhizimusi abakumsebenzi wokudinda ingwalo abangakhetha ukuzosungula eZimbabwe ngendlela amabhuku athengiswa ngayo ezitaladeni. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso ezimeleyo eZimbabwe Peace Project, uNkosazana Justina Mukoko, oselobe ibhuku elimayelana lokuthunjwa lokuthonisiswa kwakhe, uthi ugcine edindisa ibhuku lakhe phandle kwelizwe.
Azi ngoba ngizama ukuthi ngithole obengathakazelela udaba lwami kwelakithi la, angitholanga obengathanda ukulidinda. So ngagcina ngithole South Africa, ngabona ingani lula ukuthi ngikwenze lokho.
Unkosikazi Sazini Moyo, oyingcwethi ekulondolezweni kwamabhuku eziphaleni zawo ulibrarian, uthi kuyadingakala ukuthi amabhuku afike ebantwini bonke elizweni.
Sesuke sahlala esikhiweni kodwa sakhohle ukuthi obaba bethu bafunde emakhaya. Sisukele emakhaya, lathi sifunde emakhaya kodwa sesibalekele isiko lethu. Senzani ngesiko lethu? Basibuyeleni sidonate amabhuku sikwanise ukufundisa abana wethu abazukulu ukubala zonke izinto zonezi esilazo sizifikise kibo loba ngamafoni.
Unkosikazi Moyo uthi njengabantu abalondoloza amabhuku kuma-library balendlela yokuvikela ipiracy ukuba ingandi.
Thina njengama-librarian asikuvumi khona lokho. Nxa ukopa okuphakathi kwebhuku awuvunyelwa ukubana ukope okudlula amaphepha ayithumi kambili. Khonokho singakugcina sikufake empilweni zethu, ilizwe lethu liyakuma kahle.
Umhlangano walamhla abadinda ingwalo kunye labalobi embukisweni walonyaka oweZimbabwe International Book Fair 2016 ubukhangela ukuthi abadinda amabhuku bangaphathisa njani kuntuthuko. Njalo uvezele umhlangano ukuba inhlupho zokusilela kwemali elizweni, ukusilela kosekelo kumabhizimusi adinda amabhuku ikakhulu awesikolo, sokudinga ukuthi abadinda amabhuku bebambe umhlangano lohulumende bedinga usekelo kuye ngendlela engenza ukuba bedinde amabhuku abo emanengi okuza kwehlisa intengo yawo, okungenza njalo umsebenzi wepiracy ube nzima ungasatholi nzuzo. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, la kushortwave 4930-12080, la ku 15775 kilohertz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Abasakhulayo bathi bayemukela inkuthazo ephume emhlanganweni we-International AIDS Conference oqutshelwe kwele South Africa ngeviki edluleyo, eyokuthi baziphathe njalo baphatheke kumizamo yokulwisana lokumemetheka kwegcikane le-HIV. Omunye wabasakhulayo laba ngumnumzana Edwin Ndlovu, obona ukuqutshwa kwenhlelo zabasakhulayo kwinhlanganiso ye-Disability HIV AIDS Trust. Asizweni exoxa lo ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Kule mizamo emningi kakhulu yokuthi ontanga bephatheke kakhulu ekulwisaneni legciwane lengculazi, ngenxa yokuthi esikhathini esiningi abantu bekungani sebelibele, especially nxa sikhangela indaba ze-prevention zokuzivikela. Kati sesingani sesi-emphasize kakhulu ekwelapheni le ndaba ze-art kodwa ngenxa yokuthi ontanga ikakhulu ama adolescents sikhangela ukuthi indaba yengculazi le lapha ichisa kakhulu sibili ikusesibangeni se-AIDS ontanga abazange bekuboni khonoko so bekungani abakuzwisisi kangako ngenxa yokuthi ababonanga engathi ngama effects abantu ababegula bese sibangeni se-AIDS so siyakhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi ontanga bebe yibo abaphatheka kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi yibo ikusasa yethu especially nxa sikhangele emazweni nalawo ngoba untanga yikho lapho kule future yethu khona
sesike sabona uhulumende ethumela abezempilakahle behamba behlola abantu igciwane ezindlini kubikwa njalo sokulama-kit abantu abangawathenga emafamasi bazihlole kambe ubona iphathisa yini limizamo
engaphathisa yebo kodwa ke kufanele sikhangele indaba zokubana ubona ontanga bayazwisisa na bayenze lokuthiwa yiku-accepta i-status because nxa sithi umuntu kufanele ehambe ezithesta endlini yakhe uzathola yini ama-counseling services nalawo kumbe uyabe efanele ebuyele futhi ehambe ethola labo abacebisayo ukuthi ethole i-counseling naleyo kade ezayithola ngani uhambe kunalabo abafundeleyo ezokucebisa so lokho kungaphathisa nxa kuyikuthi abantu babe belungele ukwamukela lokho kuzaphuma
lo ke ngumnumzana Edwin Ndlovu obona ukuqutshwa kwenhlelo zabasakhulayo kunhlanganiso ye Disability HIV AIDS Trust. Abebandla lama-Democrats ngapha kwele-Melika basungule umhlangano wabo omkhulu we-convention edolobheni le-Philadelphia bezama ngazo zonke indlela ukukhuthaza ukumanyana besekela ozamela kukhetho lokudinga umongameli wele-Melika ngenyanga kaLwezi unkosikazi Hillary Clinton. UPraxedis Jeremiah usipha lolu daba.
U-Senator weVermont umnumzana Bernie Sanders obencintisana lonkosikazi Clinton kukhetho lwama-primaries uvumile ukuthi wanqotshwa njalo wakhuthaza abantu ukuthi basekele uClinton ethi leli lizwe lidinga umkhokheli omanyanisa abantu hatshi okhuluma kubi ngeminye imihlobo enjengama-Latinos, ama-Muslims, abesifazane, abensundu lababekubutho laloba bekusobala ukuthi ababemsekela kuma primaries bebelokhe belokhophe bethandabuza ukusekela uClinton yena uqine ngelokuthi kumele bamanyane bamkhethe ukuba ngumongameli weMelika ngaleyo ndlela bavimbe uDonald Trump owama Republicans ukukhokhela leli lizwe umkake kamongameli Barack Obama oseqedisa ihlandla lakhe lesibili lokubusa engowebandla lama Democrats njalo unkosikazi Michelle Obama ulethe idlabuzane emhlanganeni omkhulu waleli bandla owenzelwa ePhiladelphia, ePennsylvania, lapho ekhuluma ngempilo yakhe eseWhite House, ekhuthaza abantu ukulotshwa kwembali ngokukhetha okwakuqala umongameli wesifazana, njengokukhetha okwakuqala kumkakhe njengomongameli onsundu wakuqala weMelika.
And when I think about the kind of president that I want for my
children. Ngicabanga ngomkhokheli okumele akhokhele leli lizwe lethu elihle kangaka, ongaba ngomkhokheli wabantu abami abangamankazana. Sifuna ukubona umongameli olembali yokusebenzela uZulu, ophila impilo ezawa isifundo kubantu bethu, oqhakathekisa umsebenzi wakhe, njalo owaziyo ukuthi ukuba ngumongameli ayisikho ukudlala amadlwane. Lingayengwa ngabantu abathona belitshela ukuthi leli lizwe seliwonakele, akulanto enjalo. Leli lizwe lihlonishwa ngabaningi emhlabeni jikelele, njalo wonke umuntu ufuna ukuzohlala kilo.
Inkulumo yakhe laloba engabethanga uTrump ngebizo ube gudla iguma lapho esithi kufuneka umongameli ololwazi olweneleyo ngokudlelana kwabantu okhetha amagama awachoyo engaphongubhudluka ethuka abantu njalo elokuzinza. Omunye okhulume waqakezelwa kakhulu eletha laye idlabuzane kulomhlangano we-DNC ngusenator we-New Jersey uCory Booker oke wanakanelwa ukuba angaba ngumsekeli kaClinton engakakhethi uSenator Tim Kaine. uBooker uchaze uTrump njengomuntu olenkulumo ejonge ukwehlukanisa uZulu weMelika, hathi ukumanyanisa, ethi leli lizwe lakhiwe ngothando. Ngakho ke olentshumayelo yothando nguClinton okumele akhethe ukuba ngumongameli waleli lizwe. Abazakhuluma lamhlanje ngolwesibili emhlanganeni we-Democratic National Convention, DNC, bagoqela uDonna Brazil, osaphethe isikhundla sokuba umgcini sihlalo weleli bandla lama-Democrats, uNancy Pelosi, okhokhela amalunga ebandla lama-Democrats edalela ePhalamende ele-House of Representatives, owaba ngumlawuli wakuqala wesifazane waleli dale. Kuzoba lowake waba ngumongameli weMelika uBill Clinton, ongumkake kaHillary Clinton. Abeqembo leMothers of the Movement labo mama abafelwa ngabantwana bedutshulwa kudlakela lokufuthelana phakathi kukaZulu lamapholisa labanye. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Washington DC, nginguPraxedis Jeremiah.
Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo 8:30 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama kumagagasi awe 909 AM lawe shortwave 12080 laku 15775 kHz. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection sikhangela udubo lokuthelelwana kwegcikwane lengculaza kwabasakhulayo emhlabeni jikelele okugoqela iZimbabwe. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Udubo lokusilela kwemali emabhanga lubikwa selufike kusibanga saphezulu emadolobheni achiyeneyo. Lolu dubo lubikwa beluke lwaba nganeno kodwa kunsukwana ezisanda kwedlula lwaqala njalo uZulu eselala emizileni yamabhanga ukuze athole imali lanxa lalapho itholakala amabhanga abela imali elutshwana kakhulu. Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yezisebenzi iZCTU umnumzana George Nkiwane utshele iStudio 7 okunengi ngalolu daba.
Hayi umuntu sibili ikakhulu ngasithangela nje ngendaba nale yokuthi inyanga zisiphela abantu kumele bathole iholo labo. Ngathi siya kumabhenki lapha lawana amakhiye esengizawabona kudala lawana sevukile. Amabhenki anika imali esengconywana banika i-maximum ye-200 amanye banika 100 amanye lawanika i-$50.
Ye sasike sezwa ukubana sekuzaphiwa imali yakwamanye amazwe egoqela ama-rands lamapula lenye nxa uthatha ku-ATM. Kuliqiniso yini khona?
Mina ngikahlangani lakho leke sikhathi ama-USD zona nawo leke nje kumbe ngabantu abekhuluma ngakho kumbe yimbono yabo but hathi mina ngibona ngikahlangani lakho njalo ngikathola ama-reports akhuluma ngakho ukuthi abantu sesithiwa ama-runs sekunjani hathi baphinde bekuthi abantu ama-runs angazi ukuthi bahamba njani ama-runs agcwele esibili but abantu ekhanya ngani kabawathakazelisa kakhulu nje abawasebenzisi kakhulu
manje njengoba siyabona ukubana lamhlanje lilanga leholo lezinye izisebenzi ayisikho na ukungakubangela ukusilela kwemali ukuthi kungadlula amalanga la sizabona sekungcono.
Hayi ayisikho ngoba kadeze bazihamba phakathi kwenyanga akuna bank engakunika imali ekungumuntu njengaso company ongathola imali engathi 200 hathi amabhenki yonke nje bathi kudirect bethi nganamba kuzothi kanti lanxa kungelakushiye kungenamalayini lapha lindaba lingalesinika izimali zethu bathi hhayi lele idirect bevela kulezebhenki sizeukuthi imali sima kumele be 200 so ungahamba phakathi kwenyanga vele uyakulutshela kuloko ngama-200 imali yakuziphele khona.
Ezindaweni okuthengiswa khona okufana lema-supermarket ke iyatholakala yini imali ye-cashback leyo?
Ndijana ayitholakali kangako njengensuku ezidlulileyo ngoba ngothi benzie lapho 2-3 months ago abantu bathi 3 months ago umuntu ayekwazi ukuthi ayethatha igrosa athenge igrosali abezethola lokuthi nisa imali engasema 500-600 kanti yena bakuningi abadeke bakhona vele abaniki lito ngazitshela ukuthi angifuna ukuthenga igrosa lapha zanika imali engaka ayingaka abakunezi imali.
Zona izisebenzi zithini ngodaba lwemali nxa kuhlupha kangaka?
sisiyenzamazi sehulumende ukuthi lokhu linalikhalela into ese-productivity leyo izisebenzi eziningi isikhathi esiningi ngama-mantentrande yabe semabhenki zimele likhole ngalo sokuyabulala i-production futhi njemsebenzini ngabo konkakakwezamali kuyona ngani vele sebephelele amadoda lawo lawo mama lala selephele uhulumende sephelele singoba asakwazi lokuyayenzela akhuma into lapho ama-bond loans akulamuntu ofuna ukusebenzisa lokana kuyizinto abana ngelo sekuthi bangakungathatha ngayiphi indlela lokho kuyinto lokho selekhangele zimuni ukuthi akuzazenza kodwa lokho
lona udaba lwama-bond notes lolu luhamba njani kuthiwa ayabuya nini kahle kahle
njengokuthi kwamele ukuthi abasakwazi lokhu baphinde basebenze ngo-September sakhethi ngambala kwelinye iphepha sesithi ngo-October baphinde ukuthi kufuneka kube imali engasetha ngabantu imali phela kumele ivunywe ngabantu abazayisebenzisa sakhethi sokhanya ngathi imisebenzi esakari ukuthi hha kusebenzi lokhu kanye nabantu babhizinisi bakhala sike khumba ngokuthi hayi ibhond lokhu ivele ayisebenzi so bathi ngenizabuya ngo-October sizabona ukuthi bazayileda yini izavunywa ngaba izasetshenziswa kumakethi yini lapha
Umkhuhlane wesihudo sekholera wesatshelwa ukuthi ungaqhamuka eGwanda ngenxa yodubo lokuvalelwa kwamanzi amanzi mahlayana ngumunicipal wedolobho okwesikhathi eside ukwenza abantu behambe umango emide. Unompumelele umoyo siphalolo daba ngokugcweleyo.
Omama abayibo abathwala nzima ngezikhathi ezinje zokuswelakala kwamanzi emakhaya baveze ukukhathazeka okukhulu bethi likhansili ikhohliwe ngodubo ababhekane lalo nanku isehluleka ukugebha izibholane kanye lokudonsa amanzi edamu lemtshabezi. Unkosikazi Anastasia Zulu uthi laloba yisiphi isikhathi umkhuhlane wesihudo sekholera ulakho ukuqhamuka ngoba ikhansili isilomkhuba wokuvala amanzi mahlayana ingabazisanga.
Amanzi ayaphamba ngapha kubo wa 10 almost ingxiviki bengalamanzi njalo nxa kungelama abamemezeli lokuthi namhla khani namanzi siyabona ukuthi siyathi sivuke kungelamanzi siqeda ama 1 week wayelisisile kuyagcina kusiba spread cholera.
Unkosikazi Juliet Nkiwane oku ward 4 eGwanda uthi kulesambuzi esisodwa njalo kuyingozi kubahlali balindawo ethi abantu abaphila lobugoga bathwala nzima ngamandla.
Sikhuluma sinjalo ngapha ku-ward 4 kule toilet eyodwa ekhangelane lama 1 room wona lawo. I-toilet yana nxa kungela manzi ufica kugcwele ingcekeza phansi abanye ngabadaliwe bafika benza izinto zabo khonapho phansi. Lezi goga lilokhu ithela idala kula bantu abadala abanye abangasakwazi ukuhamba abanye izigoga bakhasa ngamadolo bayenyathela kwingcekeza nale.
Udubo lamanzi lubhahile eGwanda kunje kulezindlu ezilokhe zakhiwayo ezingakaze zitholiswe amanzi osokubangela ingozi emfuleni umtshabezi ngoba abantu bedinga amanzi. Unkosikazi Thokozile Sibanda uthi abalezikwelede labangelazo bayavalelwa ikanti ke abafundi baya esikolo bengagezanga.
Nxa uyabulesikwelede kwathi kungani ukuthi khona icouncil ikhulumisane labantu ukuthi hayi bhadalanini so much kumbe basifakele ama-prepaid meters sizibhadalele izikwelede kuhle njengabezesa asila problem lezesa nxa ungalalutho kawulalutho bakhatha off igeti lakho kati emanzini lakho kwehlulana ukuthi kwenzakale ngaleyo ndlela. I think it would be wise ukuthi siphile ngaleyo ndlela basifakele ama-prepaid meters siphile ngaleyo ndlela ukuze siqedele izikwelede ngoba soze sizikwanise nge-economic challenges silayo isikhathesi.
IGwanda iduzane lamadamu lemifula kodwa ibhekane lodubo lwamanzi ngoba ethengwa kunkampani kahulumende eyezinwa njalo okwamanje ikhansili iphakathi kwemizamo yokwakha itanka ezagcina amanzi ukuze izakhamizi zingabhekani lodubo lwamanzi kuthi lokungani kahle kwezulu lonyaka wengeze lolu dubo kubangelwa ukuguquka komumo womkhathi. Ngimele iStudio 7 yiseGwanda. Ngingunompumelelo moyo.
Kuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kahle kukaZulu lamhla siqhubeka ngodaba lokuthundubala kwehloka ezindlini. Silo unkosazana Stars Mathethebe olwela ilungelo labesifazane lonumzana Thandeko Zinti Mkandla ingcweti kwezamasiko.
Ogqiha bakhona
kanti futhi okudala ukuthi likungananzelele ukuthi ogqirha bakhona ikuthi phakathi kwabantu laba babili laba bathandanayo abe bephila izolo lamhla sokusala ukuthi benze leyo ndaba abayifunayo ikuthi kunokuziphakamiso sokugcwela emizini iyakhiwe ubaba akake athi nxa esizwa ukuthi kuyala qinisa umama lo ngiyamsisa eceleni kwami la sengiyakhe ngithi khutshukhutshu kuyala kakawuvula umlomo wakhe ntombi yami mazibani banyana athi namhla kulezi nsuku kuhamba njani uyakhumbula uvuka ephelelo laphana zengubambe bangifuna kwala unyanga leya namhla khonapha ngikhuluma kunje kudala ngiphaphamile ngizama lokhu kuyala bakhulumisane ngakho baxoxe ngakho umfazi layazabuze sithanda sami utsho ukuthi kumbe senginukile amakhwapha hhayi awunukeli khonapho unukela mnandi okunye khonapho vele ngikuthandeka kakhulu khonapho umuhle kakhulu kodwa khonapho indaba yonale iyala ukuphakama sebexoxisene njalo uyatshiya umfazi engqondweni yakhe laye ezizwe ehlonipheki
lapho ke besizwe unkosazana Stars Mathethebe olwela ilungelo labesifazane obexoxa lo Thandeko Zinti Mkandla ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu Belo Gibbs Dube o Studio 7 hayi isikhathi savuma ukuba siqhubeke sonke igama uChris Gande lilaka.